Finding ways to be financially savvy is a smart move, and knowing you could be saving money for the things you really want, like that dream home or new ride, is a great feeling. That's why the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you save when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Looking for a Valentine's gift she'll truly love? 1-800-Flowers.com knows what she wants. For 50 years, 1-800-Flowers.com has helped guys get it right, delivering millions of fresh Valentine's roses nationwide with high-quality bouquets guaranteed to last. Right now, when you buy one dozen premium roses, they'll double your bouquet to 2 dozen for free. Valentine's is coming fast, so don't wait until the last minute. Double your blooms today at 1-800-Flowers.com/SXM. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/SXM.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. I am sick. Literally sick. I got a headache. I got the stuffy. I'm tired. Slept poorly last night. But don't think for one second that I'm not going to come on here today, power through, and celebrate the news that Giannis remains a Milwaukee Buck to the 250 to 287 people that will eventually see this. And I love and cherish each and every one of you. Giannis is not being traded unless it happens in the next 18 minutes. Does not seem like that is what is going to happen. It looks like we're going to get past another trade deadline where he will still be a Milwaukee Buck. Now, does this mean he's going to be a Buck forever? It still does not. It still does not. But they put all their eggs into this basket. They put all their eggs into this trade deadline, and it hasn't happened again. So you know what that means? This summer, they're going to come harder, faster, stronger, and the other one. So it's not over. This isn't over. It's not going to be over until Giannis retires. But Giannis, as of today, remains a Milwaukee Buck. The Bucks did take some initiative to improve the roster, which is ever-changing. The Nick Richards era in Milwaukee is over before it started. Usman Deng is going to come over here instead. So we'll talk about that here momentarily as well and see what other trades go down. Sort of a quiet trade deadline day. There have been a lot of trades that have occurred. I think a big one being obviously James Harden again to the Cavs, but then also Anthony Davis to the Wizards, which means he and Kyrie played about 25 minutes together that whole time. So that whole vision was for nothing. Essentially, AD got traded for, or Luka got traded for a couple of picks, Max Christie and Chris Middleton's contract. See what happens with him. But any of this discussion has to start and end with Giannis and the whole I'm not fucking leaving aspect of it. I tweeted last night as we were doing a live show after the Bucks beat the Pelicans. I tweeted last night about the Jonathan Kuminga deal. And Jonathan Kuminga got traded. Jonathan Kuminga's wanted to be traded for a long time. Jonathan Kuminga's team has wanted to trade him for a long time. That two-tier system did not work out in Golden State. And so they're trying to do the same thing we're kind of trying to do. How do we make a contender around our franchise guy? And now Kristaps Porzingis is going to be, you know, the next guy to line up there. And they're not going to win a title this year. And I don't know, you know, how close they get ever again. But they have Steph. They have Draymond, who thought he might get traded here. But they're gonna operate until Steph's done. Steph's not getting traded out of Golden State. They're operating until he's done. I would like Milwaukee to do the same thing with Giannis. We are Bucks fans. Okay. Do you know what? I'm 41 years old. And there's some of you that are much younger. And the Bucks have always like been good, or at least competitive. Not what we had. Okay, Not what we had. When I grew up, let me think of my Bucks history. When I grew up, Packers, Brewers all the time, and the Bucks, I mean, they were never on TV. The team that was always on TV, Bulls. So the Bucks were never on TV. So we tried to get to Milwaukee as much as we could, get to the Bradley Center. Certainly liked the Bucks. They were my favorite team, but I didn't get to watch them a lot, and they were bad. You know, the Todd Days and Eric Murdochs, you know, we joked about that at school, but then you found out, oh my God, they won a title in the 70s. They were really good in the 80s, just never got there. There's been good basketball in Milwaukee. Just, it's not going to be for us. 90s came and went bad. 2001 happened. That was really fun, but surreal. Like, how is this happening? And then we got screwed. And then we've been really bad for a long time until they drafted this guy, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Well, until they drafted Jabari Parker. We thought we were pretty pumped too, but they draft Giannis, who we don't know anything about at all. We never knew he would be this on draft day. Now, as you got to see him play, you know, signs started to develop that, what do we have here with this guy? So signs started to develop, and there's a lot of people younger, but there's a lot of people who only know Giannis, like they only know the Bucks with Giannis, which is pretty remarkable. And even still at 41, he's been here 13 years. So Giannis has been a Buck essentially a third of my life. That's nuts. That's knuckin' futz when you think about it that way. And then if I use Giannis math, you don't remember anything before you're five. So yeah, we're getting closer to a half of my life. Giannis has been a Buck. He's been a Buck a long time. And I would love to see him stay and finish his career there. And so overall, I'm fine. If I am fine personally with the play out the string method with Giannis. I am fine with that. In fact, I want it. I want him to be here forever. I want him to retire here. It's going to give me great satisfaction to look back one day and say, he's been here the whole time. He's been here the whole time. And we got a title out of him. Two, if you count the cup. So I'd like to see the team continue to try to get better around him. I know it's getting more difficult with how much money he's making and, you know, what else we can't hit on a draft pick, which is great that we're getting another one, most likely a high one. But I would rather that. So I don't want to see him get traded. I don't care what it's for. I don't care how many picks. I don't care what player. I'm not going to look at a Giannis trade and say, nice. I'm not going to do it. I don't care. So that being said, I still understand that still may happen. Giannis someday may get traded. It's probably likely, more likely that he does than he doesn't at this point. And it was pretty likely this trade deadline. And it's going to be even more likely or possible in the summer. So what are Bucks fans celebrating? I think there's a lot of Bucks fans that are celebrating that he's still going to be here. I'm excited to pick my kid up from school today because I told him, buddy, I'm going to pick you up and Giannis might not be a Milwaukee Buck anymore. And then he was thinking of teams that we would still root for if he was on those teams and who he would get back. And I said, I'm not teaching you Jonathan Kuminga language. Okay. We're just going to watch Wave and Admirals until they draft a guy. If we're going to go downtown. But I'm excited to tell him that Giannis is going to stay a Buck. So it's not like there's excitement that Giannis is still here, of course. But it really has become a one-man, one network, Shams, ESPN. You can throw in Windhorse. You can throw in whoever. There's a lot of other people commenting on it. But it's become us against them. And they are the narrative setters. And we're just the lowly Bucks fans who live in Milwaukee and don't deserve the air that they breathe. I think that's how people on, you know, I see all these media people going to the Super Bowl. Oh, San Francisco's fucking great city. Well, yeah, no shit. There's more cities in this country than Miami and New York. There's more cities. There's a lot of cities. I want to go overseas more. I want to like I'm I'm so enamored with iShow Speed did. I want to go to Africa. I need to be in Japan for a little bit. I want to travel the world. But there's a vast country here that we can travel. We've got it all. Mountains, lakes, rivers, coast, beaches, cold, hot, desert. We got every... America's a great, vast land, and I want to explore it all. And these people, they get bogged down in, you know, only a few cities really matter. It's a big-ass country. It's a big-ass country, all right? And there's a lot to explore. And just because you've never been to Milwaukee or you know it's cold there, it doesn't mean we're less than. We're all doing the same thing, just trying to live our lives. We're all doing the same shit, man. We are so alike. We are so alike, even the dumb ones, even those that are not as smart as me. We're alike in many ways. I'm the humblest guy you've ever met. I'm not vain in any way. So that's where I'm at with Giannis. I'm happy he's here because I personally don't care about a rebuild. I don't care about, I don't want to do that. I don't care. I do not care.
Having the right people in your corner for life's biggest milestones makes all the difference. Like a friend who's there when you're house hunting or checking out a new ride, State Farm is there too, helping you choose the coverage you need. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you along the way. And with so many coverage options, it's nice knowing you have help choosing a plan that fits your needs. So you can continue celebrating all of life's milestones. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for a Valentine's gift she'll truly love? 1-800-Flowers.com knows what she wants. For 50 years, 1-800-Flowers has helped guys like you get it right, delivering millions of fresh Valentine's roses nationwide. 1-800-Flowers offers premium fresh-cut flowers backed by their 7-day freshness guarantee, plus same-day delivery when you need them on time. Valentine's is coming up and bouquets are selling fast, so don't wait on this. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/SXM. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/SXM.
But the joy is that they're wrong again, is the joy. Although, can you even take joy? Because as soon as they reported that, all right, looks like Milwaukee's going to keep him, Bobby Marks is already on the telestrator showing where he may go this summer. Give us a day, okay? Give us a day. So, yeah, this is getting weirdly personal for me. I think it's getting weirdly personal for a lot of Bucks fans. I think that's fine. I had a tweet last night about Kuminga, and the tweet was, because Shams has been so focused on Giannis and all things Giannis that he's not seeing all these other things. And if you're Shams, if you're presenting yourself as an NBA insider, shouldn't you tell us things on the inside? All he's doing is the teams have made the trade. And then they're telling him, hey, here's the trade. That's all they're doing. That's not investigative work. That's not reporting. That's just parroting and being a PR arm. Basically, all Shams is doing is reporting things before the trades are official. And if that's the job, then fine. We do need someone like that. We need someone like, I have Shams' Twitter account up right now because we need somewhere to go to see who's on the move. But that's not the role that he is advertised as. He's advertised as the insider, super connected. He's going to let you know things before they know things. And none of that's happening. So all these trades happen. He's got no idea that they're happening. But for 10 years, really, I think if we want to put a ground zero of when this happened, I feel like it goes back to 17, 18, even sooner than that, when people realized that he was good. But when Malika Andrews asked Giannis after the playoff loss, and then he left the room, I mean, that was before COVID, guys. It was before COVID that this has been happening. So it's been happening a long time. So it's not just like we're mad because Giannis is coming up in rumors. And he should be coming up in rumors. The Bucks are fucking terrible. They're terrible. Even with him, they've been playing like shit. So yeah, I want to see him play out the string, but you might not, and you might be right. And that's fine. Hurricane fan 568, thanks for the fiver. Shams is a great poster of the state of sports media in 2026. I agree. ESPN, this fucking network, they're at the Super Bowl. Guess what they're talking about today? You'll never guess. The Dallas Cowboys window might be open next year. Are you fucking kidding me? Can we preview the game? It's bad enough, the NBA trade deadline. This is pretty insane. The NFL is the all-powering thing, and they beat up the NBA on Christmas Day. They beat them up. They stole it from them. But then Super Bowl week, we're all talking about the NBA trade deadline. The fucking Super Bowl's in 3 days. And we're all talking about the trade deadline. So good little revenge for the NBA in that regard. I think I can have, you guys are commenting. Let's have the comments pop up here on the screen. That's a fun little thing that we're doing. So now that the comments automatically show on the screen, you can say some really fucked up shit. And I guess I'll just have to let it go because I put comments on the screen instead of picking and choosing like that. Jake said it last night. Shams is the Dave Meltzer of the NBA, fake insider. Little wrestling. Put the strap on Brody King, by the way. I'd be down with that. So Giannis is not getting traded. We're not even going to get the day to breathe because they're already talking about the summer. And this might have been a mistake with the comments on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, danshaney.com. And now, then Windhorse. Oh, that's a penis. Now Windhorse is like, oh, if they don't trade him, they're going to shut him down. And then Eric Name comes out, who covers the team every night, says Giannis wants to play when he's ready to come back and try to get this team into the playoffs. They don't know anything about the Bucks. They don't know anything about a lot of the stuff that we are talking about. They don't know. I really, I'm just a guy. I'm in my basement. I don't have any more insight information than anybody else, but we sit here, we talk, we react, we discuss. There's a lot of people on these networks that are presented as these all-powerful, all-knowing, super-connected people that are working for you. They're not working for you. They're working for the people that pay them. They're working for the agents. They're working for the GMs. They're working for the players they like. I can't understand how we just look at something and take it at face value and accept it. And I'm talking politically. I'm talking in sports. I'm talking about Kirk Herbstreit walking around with his fucking dog at Radio Row. Can't someone just be like, Kirk, what are you doing? Anybody else try to bring their dog in? It's not happening. The older I get, the more I'm turning into Rodgers. We don't ask enough questions. NNYE, national sports media, mimicking all news media in general. It's all speculation to generate a click / look. Yeah, the media is monetized. It should not be monetized. But you won't watch it unless it's monetized. This is the great problem. This is the great problem. There should be a 24-hour news network that just reports the news and plays it straight. Would you watch it if there was? No, you wouldn't. You'd watch the network that tilted the way that you do. There should be a 24-hour sports network that celebrates the joys of sports and reports on the news, but instead, it's Cowboys, Cowboys, Lakers, Lakers. That's what I don't get about ESPN. ESPN is acting like we need to catch as many fish as we can. It's your lake, dude. Like, you're the only one at the lake fishing. Yeah, you got FS1 and they're doing stuff, and you have other media outlets, sure. And media is very fractured, you know, but ESPN still is the place you go. If a sports story breaks, if a sports legend dies, you're going to turn on ESPN to see if they're talking about it on there. They don't need to do all this other bullshit that they do. But they do because we watch. And that's the same with the news. So Shams is putting out all these reports and we're engaging on it. Why has he not blocked me? Why has he not blocked any of you? He just lets us shit on him. He does not care. They don't care. They have no shame. Shams has no shame. Why would he? Fuck does he care? He's worked his whole life for this. He's on ESPN. He's the main guy. He's on every show. He's friend zoned with Kay Adams, who's in love with Gronk. What does he give a shit? What does he give a shit? You know, the more, yeah, he gets a lot of money. He gets a lot of money. But at some point, doesn't that tire you out? I don't know. I respect Woj so much. He walked away. He walked away. And all these other insiders, they did that insider panel, like Jeff Passan, Schefter. Oh, good for him. It's so hard. Then leave. We don't need you. We do not need you. But we've created them. We've created this ecosystem where an insider needs to exist because we need the dopamine. We've created that. So, I don't know. I can be mad at the system, which I am. But we allow the system. Okay? So Giannis is still going to be a Milwaukee Buck. The Bucks did make a move. Cole Anthony's gone. And Amir Coffey is gone. That's why Coffey's been playing, I guess, the last few nights. As a showcase, perhaps. They're going to Phoenix. The Bucks are getting Nigel Hayes, who I don't believe they will keep. I didn't know he was still in the league either. Is it? I mean, if it's just the rights to him, I don't know. When's the last time we've seen him in an NBA uniform? Is he playing with the Suns this year? No. He's on their roster. He signed a one-year contract on the 25th. Okay. He's been in Europe since 2018, but they have his rights. So we'll probably waive him and put Pete Nance on a full contract is what we should be doing. And then it looked like we were getting Nick Richards back, big man, who I always confuse with Mark Williams from that Lakers trade that did not happen. But we're not getting him. We're getting Usman Deng, who has previously been on the Thunder. He is 22 years old. He played a little bit in France and New Zealand. He was just recently on the Bulls. I don't know. He's still pretty young. Drafted 11 overall by the Knicks in 2022. So that's where we're at. We can go through some of these other deals in a moment. Audio Cone today. What's up, Cone?
No championship yet. No face. Nigel Hayes. Let's go.
Oh, you still there? Yeah, I don't think Hayes is gonna. I think he's gone, buddy.
Oh, he was balling out for my Suns. He was looking pretty good.
I think he'll
on the
be
bench, waving.
He'll
towels.
Be a Buck a little longer than Sam Decker was a Buck that one night.
You know, why not just bring that whole crew back together? I think Kaminsky's playing overseas. Get Decker. He's not doing anything.
I mean, Brust is right down the street.
Oh, wearing a Bear shirt, probably.
Yeah, that's true. What's up, buddy? I miss you.
Miss you too, Bart. Are we empowering Shams to get to us this much? Is this on us? This is Shams' job, after all.
I think so. I think there's a part of that. I think, like, when I would do the show with Freems, a lot of our topics were, hey, can you get that audio of what Coward said? Can you get that audio of what, you know, this guy said? And then we're like, hey, listen to what the national media thinks of us. But then the national media keeps picking on us because we take the bait every time, hook, line, and sinker. This, the Shams thing is, it's gotten to the point where it's not our problem anymore. Like, this is, he needs help. This is insane. But yeah, we enabled it.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, maybe there is some truth to Shams pushing a false narrative, but I think it's just another chapter in the book of Milwaukee playing victim.
Like us as fans playing victim?
Yeah, yeah. To the national media. We are always a victim.
Well, because they abuse us, Cohn.
But we're abusable.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. Well, we don't fight back, and then when we do...
When we do, it's like, oh, look at this cool little story they did about little old Green Bay and the Cheeseheads. Oh, look at us. We're so cool.
Like, I do not like our football coach. I don't think I like him, and, you know, but I don't like him mainly because I don't like the results that he delivers. You should think in any spot that's okay, but it's not okay. I get more hate on LaFleur stuff than I did for, you know, telling everybody to get a vaccination card.
What about voter ID?
Everyone agrees on voter ID is what I'm told.
I'm not with you on the LaFleur hate until I saw that he attended his brother's press conference. What the hell is that?
Okay, everyone's mad at me about that. But what the fuck? Get in the lab. Hey, I don't. If the moment that third and one toss doesn't work, I'm going to say, gee, I wonder what you were doing on February 1st. You should have been figuring out that play, not fucking. That should have been his press conference. He should have been the head coach of the Cardinals, not his fucking stupid, dumber brother. It's like his brother looks like in a fucking messed up clone of him.
Terrible haircut. I mean, at least LaFleur's hair, like.
What's that
normal
movie where there's like four Michael Keatons and that each one is dumber?
I don't know.
Simplicity or something. Because like great. The more you clone yourself, the less of a clone you're actually making. You're making a clone of the clone, and the clone's a little dumber than the real one. So Mike LaFleur seems like a dumber Matt LaFleur.
It's like the Joe Biden clones.
Yeah. Well, did you see when he took off his mask too early? I told you guys like a year ago, I've started to believe every conspiracy that exists.
Your cloning take has always been spot on, I think, too. We just stopped at a sheep, whatever, however many years ago.
Yeah.
That's where it stopped.
We cloned one sheep in 1996 and we're like, that's good. Fuck that.
Fuck yeah, no that. Chance. No chance.
Fat chance. I'm really concerned about what's going on in Antarctica. Very concerned.
What about the moon? I've been listening to some interesting stuff about the moon. Hollow moon theory. Alien spaceship that was put in our atmosphere to stabilize Earth's environment.
I'll tell you what I don't like about the moon, Cohn. I don't like that it's like the perfect size. It's like exactly 1/400th less of Earth or something. But like, the fact that an eclipse can happen where it's at the perfect distance between the sun and us, where it can cover perfectly, that's not a coincidence, dog.
Yeah, we must be listening to the same podcast.
Yeah, and I was first on Hank the Dog. Huh?
Huh? Yeah.
What else you got, brother?
Matt LaFleur's brother. What's his name? Mike?
Mike.
Is it? And do they have another brother named, like, Mark? Are they the Winklers of the LaFleurs?
I don't know. I don't know. I was coming. That picture of his family, I was looking at his mom and dad trying to be like, What did you do? Where did you go wrong with these two? I don't trust them. Something's up. Something's up with them. I don't trust them.
So now that the Bucks are for sure keeping Giannis, what does a win in this season look like for the Bucks?
Well, it depends. I think a lot of people want us to tank. I can pull up Tankathon right now because they lost to the Pelicans last night. Or they beat the Pelicans, but that's actually fine because you want the Pelicans to do bad because of the picks.
And so we right get the now, better pick. We get the better pick between the two.
No, we get the worst pick.
Oh, okay.
So the Pelicans have the right now they would have the number, and then again, it's got to go through the lottery. But they would have the number two, which would then go to the Hawks. So we would be drafting either eighth or ninth, at least have those best lottery odds right now.
Sniffle season happens, and when it does, your skin deserves comfort. That's why Kleenex lotion tissues are made with moisturizing ingredients and offer 3-in-1 skin-loving benefits, helping protect, soothe, and moisturize your skin. So whether you're at home, on the go, or just living life, keep Kleenex lotion close for a little extra care that makes a big difference. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Shipping, billing, admin, payroll, marketing. You're managing all the things. So why waste time sending important documents the old-fashioned way? Mail and ship when you want, how you want with Stamps.com. Print postage on demand 24/7 and schedule pickups from your office or home. Save up to 90% with automated rate shopping. That's why over 1 million small businesses trust Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com and use code PODCAST to try Stamps.com risk-free for 60 days.
All right, so some technical difficulties there. It looked like I had said too much, and I will be remembrance of remembering to play nice to all the people that may be listening out there. Yeah, I thought I was safe. I thought I was safe. I thought I could speculate about the moon, Antarctica, and other things, and they kicked me right off. Very odd, very weird. We are brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Promo code BART, 25% off every order. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART. 25% off each and every order. Wow, who tried to shut me down? That's some big-time bullshit. Don't like it. Not at all. All right, so what are some other trades that happened today, and are they consequential in any particular way? The Brooklyn Nets are waiving Cam Thomas. Jake Fisher's been on top of some stuff, and he said the Bucks may be interested in him. So that could be somebody that they bring in, but I'm sure there's going to be some more suitors for him. The Hornets are trading Tyus Jones to the Mavs. Wow. The Pacers are sending Benedict Mathurin, Isaiah Jackson, and some picks to the Clippers for Kobe Brown and Zubats. That's the big, like, this is the thing. Not a lot happened today. The biggest news today is that Giannis didn't get traded, or that Jose Alvarado did, and he's with the Knicks. Oh, the Celtics are trading Chris Boucher to the Jazz. Wow. Yeah, that's about it for today. Gabe Vincent to the Hawks. Ayu Dosunmu to the Timberwolves. We had the Kuminga and Harden and Davis trades. We talked about all those. Last night. So the headline is Giannis Antetokounmpo did not get traded. And he may again this summer. He may get traded this summer, and we're going to have to go through this again. At some point, let's play under the assumption he gets traded. That's going to be hard, but that's going to be fine. I just don't understand how they have no... How do you have a lack of shame? How can you say this? And they've been very confident in saying it. How can you say it? Nothing happened, and then you just and in the summer, I mean, it looks like. And then I think I saw Shams have a report that now the Bucks might want to try to rebuild around Giannis. Well, no shit. Either Giannis gets traded at some point, and these guys off victory lap, or he never gets traded. And all of our joy with Giannis was tainted by everything happening. And you can say, like, try not to let it affect you. You can. I don't know. I don't. What's wrong with my hat? I'm wearing this on the news later. You can say, no, just don't look at it. Don't look at it. But it affects the team. It affects the players. It certainly affects the attendance. Nobody was there last night. You can't. That's the thing. You can't. You cannot watch ESPN. You can try to ignore ESPN, but you're not going to be affected by what's happening. Oh, just don't watch the news if it stresses you out. Don't watch the sports if it stresses you out. It's still going to get to you. Shams and these guys have an enormous amount of power. They have an enormous amount of influence. We all like the NBA. There's one guy who's like known as the insider for the NBA. And there's Chris Haynes and Jake Fisher and, you know, other guys. Gary Wolfel, of course. But it's going to get to you. They have influence. And they choose to use their influence either to just fuck with us for engagement. I think it's more than that, though. I think Shams is at the point now where, and I don't think he knows anything. I think the Bucks have done a really good job of keeping him out. But you look at, like, these things that happen, and I can say Kuminga got traded. Oh, yeah, Kuminga's, you know, that was probably going to happen. He was in the works for a long time. Well, yeah, they actively don't like him, and he doesn't like them. No shit. Oh, Giannis, it looks like he's going to stay. Bucks might want to try to build around him or trade him in the summer. You're not reporting anything. No one is going to hold you accountable for what you say because you're not saying anything that you were told in confidence. You are looking outside and saying, looks nice today. Snowing today, raining today. You're just observing. Shams is an observer. He's not a journalist. He's not a newsbreaker. He's an observer and an announcer of notifications. And we're going to have to do this again come summertime. And that's fucking stupid. It sucks. I'm not going to edit out the YouTube. It's too much work. You can just skip it if you get to it. But on the audio, this will be how I wrap up. There was a technical difficulty that I had. I said too much conspiracies, and I don't know that. Can I even trust Cone? Cone was here when it happened. I don't know if I can trust Cone. Who can you trust? Can I trust myself? I don't know. You see some of the shit I say? Am I looking out for number one? I don't know sometimes. Giannis stays a Buck. Bucks got a big one tomorrow in Indianapolis. Nobody else got traded either. That's another thing that I buried 40 minutes in. Bobby's here. Kuz is here. They didn't trade anyone. I'm not upset about it. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't have minded. I would not have minded if they got Ja Morant. Nobody wants him. Buy low candidate. I would not have minded that to spice things up a little bit. I'm not really for or against it, I suppose. But if I saw Ja Morant get traded to the Bucks, I'd say, okay, let's see what that does. I mean, they need something. Rollins was good last night. And we all like Nance. If the Bucks win tomorrow, are we putting up parade chairs for the play-in? I don't know. Maybe. We'll have a play-in party. I don't know. So nobody else got dealt except for, I don't even remember, Amir Coffey, Cole Anthony. I didn't think either of those guys were good anyway, but look at the team. Team's a mess. And Bobby. Bobby's still here. I mentioned Bobby, but he wasn't on the bench last night. I don't know. All right, Bucks fans, take your victory laps. Go find those bookmarks. Share them. Shit on everybody, because we're going to do it again this summer. We are going to do it again this summer. And even if he signs an extension, we're going to do it again after that. Because then it's going to be like, all right, he signed the extension. Now the Bucks have until this. They are never going to let it go. Ever. And it would have been fine, guys. It would have been fine. It would have been fine if they just didn't do anything. Maybe a couple years ago thought, oh, what's going on? Giannis, okay, not getting traded. And then this year, it really looks like he's getting traded. Okay. Oh, wow, he didn't. Crazy. But they do it every time. This is the boy that cried wolf is dead. It's the Shams who cried train. That's the story we're going to be telling our grandkids. It's fucked up, man. Thank you for stopping into the Winklerverse. I will be live after the Super Bowl. Pending they let me. Eye-opening day here, folks. Eye-opening day. What did you tweet me, Bucky? Was it good? I'm going to look now. It better be good. Bucky. I got a lot of mentions today, Bucky. A lot of people are shitting on me. I can't find it. Next time. Mike the Painter. Mike. Why can't they win with Giannis and develop the younger guys? Do we need Ham at the helm? No. That's the other thing. We can't do anything until Doc's gone. But that goes without saying. We need him gone. All right. Appreciate you guys. Sorry for the mishap there. Giannis is still a Buck. Thank Christ. My son will be pumped. Thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.